All right, so looking at some pretty pictures or whatever, though,
Yeah.
we're gonna like go beyond all that and uncover the story, you know, the real story that's kind of etched into this natural
A
wonder.
story millions of years in the making.
Yeah, exactly. A
Yeah.
story about powerful forces that shape the landscape, like the landscape we actually see today.
It's hard to even
I
imagine.
know. Okay, but like imagine, okay, just picture yourself standing at the rim of the Grand Canyon, right?
Yeah.
And in front of you is this massive gorge, right? And it was carved out by the Colorado River. We're talking a gorge that's 277 miles long, up to 18 miles wide,
Really?
and a mile deep.
That's
I
incredible.
know, the scale is just mind-blowing.
It really is. And to think that this immense landscape was sculpted by something as simple as water, the Colorado River, over millions of years, just patiently eroding the rock, you know, carrying away tiny bits with each flow.
It's like it just shows you the power of erosion,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. It's called erosion.
Erosion.
And in the Grand Canyon, it's created a masterpiece.
Yeah, totally. So we've got this powerful river, right? Carving away at the rock for eons.
Yeah.
And as we kind of look closer at the canyon walls, we see these incredible layers. Have you ever seen pictures of that?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a giant layer cake of rock.
It is. And each of those layers, you know, it's like they're like a time machine. Each one represents a different chapter in Earth's history.
Right, like the oldest rocks.
Yeah.
Those were at the very bottom of the canyon, right? And those formed almost 2 billion years ago.
Oh, 2 billion
It's
years.
hard to even fathom that kind of time
I
scale.
know. So, like, if we could travel back in time, right, and we like walk through those layers,
Yeah.
we'd be walking through different periods of Earth's history.
Exactly. What's really amazing is that you can actually see evidence of major events in Earth's history in those layers.
Oh, really?
Like, for example, there's a layer that shows the Permian extinction,
What's that?
the largest mass extinction event our planet has ever seen.
Wait, so you're telling me I can see traces of a like a dinosaur killing event in the rocks of the Grand Canyon?
You got it.
That's incredible. No wonder people are so drawn to hiking and exploring this place.
Yeah, it's an experience unlike any other. Just imagine standing on the canyon floor, surrounded by these towering walls that hold billions of years of history.
Wow.
It's humbling, you know, it really makes you think about the vastness of geologic time.
Yeah. And it's not just for hikers, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It's a place of such value, you know, that it's protected for all humankind.
Exactly. It's a testament to the power of nature, to the immensity of geologic time, and it really shows us how important it is to preserve these incredible places for generations to come.
So just to recap here, we've got this mind-bogglingly huge canyon, right?
Yeah.
Carved out by the persistent flow of the Colorado River.
Billions of
I
years.
know. It's like a place where you can literally see time etched into the rock, you know, like a window into the ancient past.
It makes you wonder, you know, what if those canyon walls could whisper to us? What stories would they tell about the Earth's incredible journey through time?
Right. Like, what secrets do they hold about the creatures that roamed this land millions of years ago?
It's a mystery we may never fully unravel.
And that's what makes it so fascinating, right?
Absolutely. The Grand Canyon is a place that truly inspires awe and wonder.